Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good morning. Glad to have you with us on Palmetto Mornings on this Wednesday edition, April 7th, here on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103 or download that free WRHI app. We're also on Facebook Live, so you can go there at WRHI and follow along Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. Of course, I'm Patty Mercer. Lucas has the day off. Tyler Cupp, he's doing his thing, playing this awesome music. And, of course, we have our very own celebrity co-host, D-Cubby.
Celebrity. Can you tell my kids that? Because I want to get that same respect when I go home today. Thank
just
you,
because
Patty.
They don't show it doesn't mean they don't think it. Because all moms are superstars. Just
I
saying.
Don't know.
All right. Well, you know, when it comes to home, you got to have a house to make a home, well, most of the time. And many times there are reasons why the doors are not opening. And for that, it is an awesome thing to know that there are organizations, there are groups that are coming together to make that dream of home ownership possible. In studio this morning, we have like quite a group here. Of course, we've got Christy Parenti and Dawn Willingham. They are from the Economic and Urban Development with the city of Rock Hill. However, we're going to talk about the difference between those two. And we also have Tyson
Hafley.
All right. And you are part of this group, this management group, to actually build and make this project a reality as well. So why don't we start with you, Christy, and describe a little bit, like, I see that, yes, you are with City of Rock Hill, but what you do is unique. How is it unique?
Sure. So Dawn and I are paid city employees. However, the work that we do is through a nonprofit affiliate of the city called the Housing Development Corporation of Rock Hill. And our primary goal is just to make affordable housing possible for the residents of Rock Hill. And we do that through a number of programs. Our motto is buy, fix, keep. We help people buy, fix, and keep their homes. I know Dawn can talk a little bit more about those programs and about our partnership with Tyson. The two of them work great together and have long before I got on board.
Well, this is great. Yeah.
Thank you. So our clientele is mostly, actually it, all of it, is at the 80% of the area median income and below. And for those who don't understand what that is, HUD puts out figures every year about this time based on your metropolitan statistical area. And we are lumped in with Charlotte, Concord, and Gastonia. So the income level is a bit higher than what you might think Rock Hill's income level would be. So our programs, as Krista said, we do owner-occupied rehab work, which is repairs that are geared to health and safety. We build affordable housing for sale. We build affordable housing to rent, typically with grant money from SC Housing and some other sources like that. We own some rental properties. Goodness.
This is fantastic.
Lots of things.
You know, I think what you said is very, a lot of times there's a misunderstanding based, if you look solely at numbers, when you are grouped in with bigger areas, sometimes that will change or offset that number just a little bit. There's Habitat for Humanity, mm-hmm. and what you are doing. Do you all work together? Are you competing or helping, or is there just enough help to have all of you join the party? How does that work?
So we do collaborate somewhat. We have sold some properties to them, but their model is quite different from ours. You know, they require their clients to participate in the building of the home and all of the work is done by volunteers for the most part, and what we're doing is a little bit different.
But it's still serving that need.
Yes.
Gotcha. And there is a qualification to be part of this or to benefit from this. Now, you, Mr. Tyson, are the production side of things. So tell me about how you came to work, you know, with these young ladies and to achieve what you've done.
Well, my name is Tyson Hafley, and I'm with Sarah.
Did I call you Tyler? I'm sorry. Did I call you Tyson or Tyler?
Tyson.
Okay, good. I'm confused. I'm like, oh, God, did I just do that? Okay.
And I'm with Saranac Management. We're a local contractor and property manager here in Rock Hill. We've worked with HDC quite extensively over the past couple of years to help them, you know, build homes for sale as well as for rental. And kind of got motivated to do something cool, you know, for the community. And what we came up with was to build and give away a house to a worthy veteran.
When you say giveaway, does that mean like that four-letter word called free?
Yes.
Seriously?
Free.
Okay.
There are some stipulations attached to it. Nothing too overboard, but yes, free.
Wow. Okay.
And when I approached Dawn about doing the project, she was fully on board right away and didn't take her long to call me back and tell me that she had just the lot for the project.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so her response, you know, motivated us even further, and we've gone out to our subcontractor and supplier base, and just about everything we need for the project has been donated. Now we still do have some monetary needs to get the project completed, but we're off to a wonderful start.
Well, that's awesome. So you have this lot identified, but you have not identified the recipient because that's you're in the process of what, receiving applications?
Yes. Krista, do you want to talk about the website?
Sure, yeah. And I think the first thing I want to say, and I think the most important reason for us to be here is, of course, to get the word out.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, the reason why it's so important is because I think people hear free house for a veteran and they think, okay, what's the gimmick? And I think a lot of people don't believe us that there is no gimmick. I mean, Tyson is just trying to do something great and we're just trying to help out. So we definitely want people to apply, and this is how you can do it.
Okay.
We have a website. It's hdcrh.org. And on our homepage, there's a little slide show area. The first slide is just a video about HDC, but if you click the next arrow, the vet benefits pops up, and you can click a button, and you can apply for this house. It's a very short application. We've had a couple people do it already. It takes about 5 to 7 minutes if you take some time and think about it. And then it will come to me and Dawn, and April 30th, applications will close. And we'll talk to Tyson, and we will select a person.
Have you ever done this before in this way?
No, this is our first time doing it.
So what inspired you to want to do this?
I mean, I'm sure everybody's seen on TV these national fundraising campaigns to do stuff, Wounded Warriors, Tunnels to Towers, things like that. And I just thought that, you know, within our community, we had the resources to, you know, raise the money and get the support and build something for someone in our community.
I love that. And it seems that you have been met with equal enthusiasm and just this feeling of wanting to do their part with your suppliers in terms of building a home. Which,
yeah, it's really been overwhelming. I haven't heard the word no yet.
Wow.
So,
but you wouldn't mind a few more questions of can I help, right?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Yeah. We have set this up as a 501c3 mm-hmm. Nonprofit. So, I mean, anything that's given is tax deductible. And 100% of everything that is given will go to the project. There's no overhead costs and we're taking care of that.
Now, if say, you know, I have something that would benefit in the building process of a home, can I go to the same website that the application is found, just to kind of keep it all simple?
Yes. In the place where the application is, we have the full guidelines for the program. We've got the location of the house, the number of bedrooms, bathrooms, as well as a place where anyone can donate. You can also reach out to us on that website and ask as many questions as you would like. We are here to answer them.
This is fantastic. And then there is a timeline. When does it close? When do you need all of this in-house?
The applications close April 30th, and from there we have three board members from the HDC board who've agreed to kind of serve as a quasi-selection committee to go over the applications, narrow them down as far as eligibility according to the guidelines, and do some interviews and select that person.
Do you have a dig date in mind?
That's a Tyson question.
Yeah.
Well, so we've actually gotten started. We've had the lot cleared off, and we've put the footing in.
Can you say where the lot is?
1128 Cherokee Avenue.
Awesome. So you're working behind the scenes to make this happen. So seriously, when the decision is made, it's going to roll fast. Please keep us in the loop. We want to just walk along with you in this very exciting free home giveaway to a veteran. And, you know, thanks is never enough. So maybe a house will be a little bit more. I don't know. Can't hurt, can it?
No.
Well, thank you so much. Christy Parenti, Dawn Willingham, Tyson Hayfley, right here doing great things in our community. Come back and see us.
Thank you for having us.